Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Washablesofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
The more that we're seeing the testimony, it really feels like, you know, Brennan is painting a very good picture, and I think a very relatable one for anybody who, you know, has family, has friends that have gone out, you know, at night and hung out and then, hey, let's go over to so-and-so's and have some fun. And we have it on video at the waterfall. There's no fighting. There's nothing going on. All these people are having a good time. They somehow have to suddenly turn on John O'Keefe and decide to kill a fellow cop while everything is going on at this party. And then everyone is going to cover all of this up. That seems absurd. But especially when we hear the testimony of everyone who was there, and we're still going to hear a lot more of it from everyone who was there, but he's painting a very relatable picture, I think, to that jury. And I feel like it's landing a hell of a lot better than it did last time for people to go, this is kind of absurd.
Yeah. I mean, look, my thought on the thing, and as far as kind of the way that I've interpreted that third party culprit theory, yeah, was never that this was some kind of plot. Mm-hmm. That this was like the akin to a bar fight that went bad. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in a bar. I've had clients, mm-hmm, that have not had any intention on really, really hurting something in somebody in a bar fight, and they've done it.
Sure.
Because it's a bar fight.
Yeah.
So I think it was more along the lines of that, as opposed to this was some kind of like, let's lure John O'Keefe to the house and let's beat him to death. I don't think that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and like for me, when I heard Alan Jackson give the opening statement, and I thought he cut the legs out from under what I believed for me would be the only reasonable explanation that something may have gone in that house, which was, as I've told you before, when we learned that Higgins was hitting Karen up, you know, they had something brewing.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the case may be, from Higgins' perspective, he thought something might be happening. From Karen's perspective, it sounded like she had, you know, ended it, whatever it was. You know, and then somehow that pops up on his screen in terms of her being in the Lexus, and she plugged in her phone and she's got Apple and she's got CarPlay. I mean, I don't know about you, but like I've got an Apple phone and, you know, my data shows up on my screen, including my text messages. And frankly, I have it set so it reads them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like in a world, so when Jackson said that in the openings that there was, they were not arguing at all that night. Now, I don't know if he's going to try to truncate that to leading up to, you know, the event in terms of when he gets dropped off, or if that includes the car ride. Because for me, the only thing that ever made that theory work or be reasonable is you've got John, who was hammered by all accounts. I think he was like, from what I've heard, it was a 0.286. The guy was shit-faced.
Yeah.
You know, it had been a day of day drinking. Now we've seen the text messages from earlier in the day between John and Karen. You know, he's like, I just got sober from last night.
Yeah.
You know, earlier during the day. And then he picked it up, hair of the dog style, later that day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, by that time that you know, everything goes down that evening, I mean, he's bombed.
Yeah.
You know, he's completely hammered. So, you know, and I don't know if you have any Boston friends. I got some Boston buddies. When they get drunk, they like to fight. Mm-hmm. You know, so like in a world in which John saw Higgins hitting on his girl, and we already saw from the plumber guy that John's got, you know, he had a little streak of jealousy in him. Like when Karen was texting him about the plumber coming over, mm-hmm. and John says the shit like, I hope he's hot. You know, I mean, he's got a little jealousy in him. So, you know, you could see a world in which if that popped up on the screen, he became privy to a text that had just come through in like the last 40 minutes or half hour, that he might go into that house hot, and you know, that maybe something did break out and it wasn't some kind of plot. It was a fight and some shit went sideways. You know what I mean? It's like, the people that try to push it into like, this was some kind of evil plot by a group of people to lure him in and kill him inside is absurd. I don't ever think that's what it was.
But it's equally absurd to think that all these people are keeping this secret, that even if it was an accident, even if it was a bar fight that went too hard or house fight, you know, and all these people are in the same area. This is not like it's all over the house. They're all gathered in the one area. If this were to occur, and then you have
unless it went on in the basement when it was only where it was. Albert and Higgins.
But in that theory, then you'd have to see that all these people are also willing to just leave their friend to die in the snow in the front yard by a flagpole. And then Jen McCabe is Googling how long to die in cold as her friend dies in
the
front yard.
Well, I mean, if you try to flush it out,
it doesn't make sense. I mean, either way, like whether it was like an evil conspiracy, which I agree, I don't think that makes any sense, or it was like, shit, this got out of hand. You're asking all these people to like be okay with it. And that's a lot of people to like be okay with it for someone that they love, and no one's going to say anything.
Yeah, I don't think it's absurd. I think it's unlikely that many people would be able to keep the secret. But when you got a lot to lose, it's easier to do that. You know, I mean, like you have to think of it like as a defense attorney. I'm always thinking about every single possibility. If I'm like, okay, let me put this in the world that something did go inside the house. Mm-hmm. Something happened and, you know, a fight broke out. John came after Higgins. They're, you know, he's swinging on him, whatever. And, you know, they're trying to break it up and somebody cracks John over the head with something just to get him off. It strikes him. And, you know, they end up not thinking that he's going to die. But just, like in that type of situation, that's what I'm saying. In the cases that we've handled where there's been a bar fight and somebody like ends up dying as a result of the bar fight. Mm-hmm. The person that is in the fight that is the culprit, so to speak, never thinks that they're going to kill the person if they hit them or punch them, you know, and sometimes people will hit their heads, they'll fall and hit their head on top, whatever the case may be. I don't necessarily think that if it was a situation where like, all right, well, let's just drag him outside. Like he'll get up and he'll stumble away type thing. And then he's not moving for a while. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you have to think about that. Like if you're in that situation, you've got Brian Albert, who's a career cop, who's getting close to retirement. You've got a family with a lot of connection. I mean, people have a lot to lose. Yeah. That would be the incentive to keep shit quiet. You know, now whether or not that's, and then if you can couple it by kind of feeding information to Karen, because Karen clearly doesn't remember a goddamn thing from that night. Yeah. If they're going to try to go with the concept that Karen now suddenly remembers John walking into that house, they're going to lose all credibility with it. Because I mean, the one thing that's evident is that she just doesn't know what happened after John got out of the car.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't know whether she struck him or clipped him. I mean, you hear it from her. Like her responses are what a normal person would do if they were in the situation where they made the bad decision to drive highly intoxicated, some shit went down, and you don't really have any recollection of what happened that mm-hmm. night. You're going to run through every possible scenario that could have happened, including did I clip them? Did I hit them? All the things that she's saying, for people to be acting like that those are admissions mm-hmm. is disingenuous to me. Yeah. That's the same thing that anybody in that situation would do if you found someone that you loved laying dead on a yard in an area where you had just dropped them off the night before. So,
but here's the issue with that. I agree. I think her reactions were very visceral. They were real. But the timeline that's being painted here, it's not just when he's on the ground that she's witnessed that he's there, that she's saying, I hit him, or did I hit him, or God knows everything. She's freaking out and saying every variation of it. She's saying this before they find him in the car.
Well,
in a hysterical way, if last night she's accusing him in the voicemails of going and sleeping with another woman or whatever her paranoia was that night, why wouldn't you naturally just think, well, he's at the other woman's house or he's sleeping on someone's couch? But he's passed out. He's drunk.
Dude, like that's asking like why people call police stations and hospitals when one of their loved ones doesn't show up at five in the morning.
No, I'm not asking that.
That's human nature,
I'm saying, why did she go to that immediately? I would think the natural reaction would be more, he really is sleeping with somebody else or he's sleeping on someone's couch. Why would the initial reaction be, did I hit him? If, unless you have some memory, something in your mind going, well, maybe that is a possibility.
I think if there's every possible scenario that's running through your mind, that would be one of the scenarios, you know, honest.
Well, if she saw him get into the house, why would that be a scenario?
I don't know when she decided that she saw him get into the house. I mean, that's a way later statement, right?
Well, that's the part that doesn't make sense, because if she saw him get into the house, why would she think she hit him?
But that's what I'm saying. I never heard that in the first trial. Did you?
That he got into the house?
Yeah, that she watched him walk into the house. Like that.
I don't remember if that was in the first trial or not.
It wasn't, because the first time that any of us heard is when either the whatever, I can't remember if it was mm-hmm. the Max one or the other one. There were the two that came
You're
out.
You're right. You're right. That is when it
You
came
know what
out.
I'm saying? Yeah. So that came out after the fact. That's
sure.
that's what I was
But
talking
it's out
about.
There. So yeah.
If the defense is going to try to push that narrative.
Yeah.
Like they've lost the lead there, because mm-hmm. that's not going to hold water. She's just saying too many. No one's going to think that she definitively saw anything because she doesn't remember shit.
But she says, in her own words, she definitively says it now. I mean, I know it wasn't the first one, it was in the doc, it's there. And that does not line up with why would you think you hit him if you saw him go into the house?
See, I mean, the one thing that we don't know yet is whether or not these clips are taken out of context in these documentaries. You know, I mean,
they've been,
Allie and I have been on, you know, a Dateline.
Yeah, but
they do creative editing. Dude.
They've been showing the unedited three camera shots. Like what we saw her talking about her 7 minute explanation of how many drinks she had. That wasn't even in the doc. There was like a clip of it in the doc, but that was the full unedited everything, front, back, and a good amount on each end. So we do, I think, have a pretty good context on those clips. And that was in the ID doc. And those ones we've been seeing in full. The Dateline piece, I think we literally just saw the promo, which yes, that could be more cut up. But that one was just a three camera shot of, it's just raw. That is the raw footage.
Yeah, no, and that's for certain.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about a lot of different clips from a lot of different things. I mean, sure. the drinking one was, it is what it is.
Yeah, but it,
whatever,
it's from
reason,
the same
source. Went into a you know, a very long explanation of what she drank and how much she drank.
And I'm,
but I'm talking about when you're getting little sound bites. Yeah. Plucking out.
And I'm wondering, because we've not heard that yet. We've not heard that whole piece in its entirety. All I'm saying is that the ID people gave them everything, from what I can tell, or at least a good chunk of everything, because we're just seeing raw cutting room floor footage. So I'm going to think, we haven't seen it yet, but if that's how they've been presenting it, I'm going to think that we're going to see that thing in its entirety too. If we don't, we don't, and I'm wrong. But it seems anything from the ID doc has been showing with a lot of context. So I would expect that going forward in it. I could be wrong though.
Yeah. I mean, we won't know until we know.
Yeah.
And that'll be during the defense's case in chief. Yeah. I mean, like when you've got the situation where Alan Jackson is saying, look, you know, the mortally wounded thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hear his argument after the fact that she wasn't talking about when she found, or the night before, that's she was talking about when they found him.
No, she wasn't. Like,
well, but I think she might. How do you know? Like that, well, not from that clip that they showed.
From the clip that they showed, that's like literally the next question. Now, could there be editing? Yes. I'm not going to say that that's not a possibility there. But no, the way that clip plays out is, the next question is, so you're talking about that night that you saw him. Like, yeah. I'm paraphrasing, but that was literally the next sentence in that clip.
Yeah, we'll have to see the unadulterated, unedited
I'm
assuming.
I agree on that, without a doubt. But the way we saw it, that's how it played out. And now, if it actually did play out that way in the interview, I don't know.
I mean, like, but I have to assume that Alan Jackson knows.
If Dateline gave over all their footage, I don't know that Dateline has.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah,
or Max, and I don't know who did.
Well,
who
Max did ID is the one that we were seeing bigger clips of.
Is that the Max? Is that the Max?
Yes, that's
one?
The Max ID. The bad one, the one where she's saying all sorts of shit.
Yeah,
that's the one where we're seeing more of the clip of.
Yeah, I mean, I think those things will shake themselves out during the defense's case in chief.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. The neighborhood was picture perfect. Manicured lawns, kids riding bikes, friendly smiles exchanged over white picket fences. And then there was him, the guy who never made eye contact, the one who only left his house at night, dragging black trash bags to the curb, bags that sometimes twitched. He's just a little odd, they said, just keeps to himself until the smell started. Until the missing pets turned into missing people. Until someone finally had the nerve to peek inside that basement window. And if they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi ad-free. And before everyone else, they could have recognized the warning signs. They could have gotten out. But they didn't. And now
They're part of the next episode. Don't make the same mistake. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Washablesofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out. Where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Washablesofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
time for a sofa upgrade? Visit WashableSofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.